Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joel Abav is back. Joel is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top franchise experts in the galaxy. He is the franchise king. He is the author of Become a Franchise Owner, and every year he brings us his trends, his franchise trends and predictions. And we got the 2021 version models right here, and he's here to bring it to us. Joel, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, Joel, what's when I think of franchising this year, I have to think about an interesting phenomenon that happens whenever there's a downturn. There's almost always an increase in business activity, new business activity, and I wonder if, and it's because I got downsized twice in the 80s, and the second time I said I'm going to start a business. You know what I mean? I was motivated, right, to start my own business.
Same with my dad. My dad said the same thing.
Yeah, and I wonder, and we're seeing that now. People who are tracking these things are indicating that there's a lot of new interests, a lot of new startups, a lot of new licenses being bought, and things like that. What is there more interest in franchising right now?
It's really picking up, and it's strange because it's not yet, even though I think it will be. It's not yet because of the downsizing that's going on, even though there is some of it, obviously. I think some of it is out of pure frustration with corporate America and with employers, and I think that is what is driving some of it. And my biggest prediction is, as long as the stock market hangs in there and people hold on to their money, it's only going to increase because now people have the desire and the money to do this, to go into business.
And it's a longer lead time on a franchise, either start one or to buy one. I mean, it's not like, you can open up a business in 90 seconds in America and make yourself, your product, whatever it is, available to customers. Whereas a franchise, I mean, it could take 2 or 3 years to do the research and to put the capital together and to do the training and get all that going. I mean, it's a long lead time. It's not like you can just turn it around.
Right. In general, right now, 3 to 4 months of due diligence, of research, what people are doing. And by the time they open, if there's a location involved, it could be another 6 months. So, there's a lot of time involved. And then there are people who have been thinking about this and researching and looking at different franchise opportunities for the past couple of years who now have the ability to do so and just to pull the trigger.
So if you got your predictions and trends published just recently, and and so as they're thinking about that, give us the general landscape that you see out there for trends in franchising.
Well, it's interesting because you do your yearly trends and then you go over them and see how close you were
at the end of the year.
Well, I predicted one in 2020. That I did not think would be like the dominant thing that would be going on, and that was delivery.
Huh.
And I didn't have a crystal ball about the pandemic, but because of the pandemic, you have more people working out of the house. Some of them really can't leave during the daytime, so they're going to have things delivered, food and products. And you have families who cannot go eat at restaurants, even though it's starting to open up a little bit more now, but last year could not really go out and eat at restaurants. And sometimes we're told, don't go to the grocery store unless you really have to. Mm-hmm. So they were ordering food in and having it delivered, or picking it up curbside like we did.
Right.
Or just, you know, just a drive-through. So the food business in general has been doing pretty good as long as they have the technology and the payroll, the employees, to support all the delivery that still is going on. And I don't think it's going to wane very much.
Well, on the supply side, you had all these restaurants that needed to make a living who switched to delivery or switched to curbside.
Right.
And the interesting thing is that some of those restaurants are never going to go back. They love this new model.
No.
They said, you know, they reminded themselves, they were reminded of something I've been saying on this show a long time. It's not what you make, it's what you keep. And they were saying, you know, I've cut my expenses down, and my revenue may not be as much as it used to be, but I'm keeping more than I was keeping before, and working and not working as long.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But if the volume is high enough, obviously.
Right, right. And so the key will be, how will all this shake out? How will it all roll out over the next, say, 2 to 5 years? If we don't have another pandemic, if we don't have another outbreak, you know, COVID-21 is what I'm, you know, concerned that we'll have another one. If we don't have anything else like that, then this will all shake out and we'll be back to some kind of regularity. You know, I don't use the word normal. We'll be back to something regular around, you know, in terms of people will find that the delivery or the eat-in process decision will seek its own level. That's one of the things to think about. I mean, I know you're talking about all these delivery franchises that are going to be coming out. The question I would have if I were going to buy one is it going to be at this level in 3 years? What do you think, Joe?
I don't think it's going to be at this exact level, but I think it's going to be at a much higher level than it was pre-pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm looking at.
Well, we need to remember that it's never mind the pandemic. This is why you predicted it a year ago. The younger generation like this more than my generation does.
Sure.
Right?
Sure they do. Sure they do.
I mean, they were already.
And,
I mean, Uber Eats was already delivering a lot of millennial food, wasn't it?
Right. And real quick, you know, it's also a psychological thing. Because after a few years of Amazon and Amazon Prime and getting used to having stuff delivered, now it's just part of life in
That's
general,
exactly right.
getting
yeah.
stuff delivered.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. The Franchise King is Joel Ababa. He and I will be right back. You'll find him at thefranchiseking.com, right, Joel?
Yes.
Become a Franchise Owner is his book. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.